Good morning.
We have one item of old business this morning. It is the application of TBHM LLC. Conditional use application number 2013 to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a meadery microbrewery for the manufacturing of honey wine and tasting. To be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewiston, Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 2.99 acres more or less for land lying north of Route 9, Lewis Georgetown Highway, 600 feet east of Cool Spring Road and south of the railroad. The 911 address was not available. The tax map ID is District 334, Map 4, Parcel 34, a part of that parcel, and 235, Map 31, Parcel 15. This is a parcel that's very triangular shaped. It's on the north side of 9 at the just east of the Cool Spring Railroad crossing. Mm-hmm. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on March 12 of 2015. Made their recommendation on April 23rd of 2015. Council's public hearing was on April 21st of 2015, just 2 days before the commission rendered their decision. For benefit of council, on April 23rd, Mr. Abbott advised the commission that at the April 9, 2015 meeting, there was a consensus of the commission to leave the record open for public comment on the revised site plan that was submitted by the applicant, and that the staff has not received any written comments to date, and that the record may be closed. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 2013 for TBHM LLC for a meadery microbrewery for the manufacturing of honey wine and tasting based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this site is appropriate for a small and limited business use. It is an irregular shaped parcel bordered by Route 9, a railroad, and a B1 property. As a result, it is not reasonable to be used for a residential property. However, it is appropriate for a conditional use with conditions and limitations that can be included with a conditional use application. Two, the use will be consistent with neighboring and adjacent properties and uses, including a B1 property to the east. There are also other conditional use businesses in the vicinity of this property. Three, the use is of an agricultural nature, producing wine from locally produced honey, fruit, and spices. As a result, it supports local agriculture. Four, the use will promote the growing culinary and winery tourist industry in Sussex County. Five, this use will be regulated by the Delaware Agriculture Beverage Control Commission and Title IV of the Delaware Code regarding production requirements, sales, hours of operation, and all other aspects of the meat production and sales. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, because this property is divided by Cool Spring Branch, a wetlands delineation must be obtained with all state and federal wetlands shown on the final site plan. No wetlands may be disturbed without an appropriate permit. B, the use shall be subject to all regulations of the Delaware Agriculture Beverage Control Commission and federal brewery or winery requirements. C, the use shall be subject to all DLDOT requirements for entrance and roadway improvements. D, there may be one lighted sign permitted on the property not to exceed 32 square feet per side. And E, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried with 3-1, with Mr. Smith opposed and Mr. Wheatley not voting, to forward this application to council with a recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. Motion carried 3-1. Mr. Wheatley did not participate since he was not at the public hearing.
I would like to just make two small corrections on what was read into the record by Mr. Lank. Under item 5, under reasons, it is the Delaware Alcoholic Beverage Commission. And the same thing under item 6B, it's Delaware Alcoholic Beverage Commission. Mr. Lank said Delaware Agricultural.
I didn't realize it.
And Sam, you didn't pick up on that?
Well, I thought it was improving helping agriculture.
Just making sure we're all on the record, right? Sorry.
That's Peter Trifocals.
There you go.
Did you pick up from Mr. Smith what he was objecting to about on this?
No, he did not make any statement.
They didn't give a reason for his no vote?
This property was a triangular parcel. If you remember, mm-hmm. there were
yes.
two totally dilapidated buildings on the site.
Right.
The original intent was to rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those buildings were in close proximity. The garage-type building was within a few feet of this Route 9.
Right.
The commissions didn't seem to object, but they felt the location as originally proposed was better suited if it was a new building located to the east of the Cool Spring branch.
Makes more sense.
And that way it would meet setback requirements. It would provide for
right.
better parking because they would have to park on the east side and walk almost on Route 9
oh,
to not go down into just call it a gully or swale that's part of the Cool Spring branch.
Yeah.
It made more, and it would probably be cheaper for them to build new than it would have been to rebuild. Mm-hmm.
And the conservation district will make sure that the branch is and any of the
right.
delineation will be protected so there's not a lot of runoff, stormwater runoff.
One of the requirements that I read was that the wetlands boundaries be designated. It was stated
right.
in the public
right.
hearing that there was no report of any wetlands.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But it needs to be clarified.
But there still is a watershed.
They would show so state on the survey when they submit final statement.
Any more questions, Council?
No, that was my question. He's asked it.
Mr. President, just one, and that would be, it appears that the applicant stated his intent to his days and hours of being open for operation. I'm not seeing that as any of the conditions. Is that of concern, or should they be included in the conditions? Or
It was not a condition of the commission, since it's also enforceable by the alcoholic beverage commissioner.
Why would it need to be?
Well, some businesses it's specified in the conditions when they are to be open. That's all.
Not always.
I didn't say always. I said sometimes.
Sometimes.
Well, as Lang said, these are controlled by the Alcohol Beverage Commission. They have their own rules and regulations that when they can be open and closed.
Okay.
And this project really doesn't impact any residential
mm-mm.
properties
nope.
in close proximity, which we would be
yep.
concerned, Rob, with hours of operation if the location was otherwise located near residences. So that's basically.
Any more questions?
Yes, sir.
Do we need to read a short title? No,
yes,
no. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Read a short title.
Yes. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a meadery microbrewery for the manufacturing of honey wine and tasting to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100 and Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 2.99 acres, more or less, for reasons 1 through 5 is given by planning and zoning with conditions 6A through E as contained on page 4 of your packet.
I move for adoption.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette, to approve conditional use number 2013 mm-hmm. with the conditions as read to the record. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yeah, I vote yes, according to the reasons that planning and zoning gave, and with a condition. And I think that it suits our plans, and I wish them good fortune.
Cole?
I'll vote yes. I agree with planning and zoning's recommendations.
Mr. Arlette?
Likewise, I will vote yes for the same reasons as outlined in with planning and zoning.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on plans and P&Z.
I also will vote yes based on the recommendations and conditions of planning and zoning. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Grant request. Here she comes.
You got that job.
I hope they get a poor
good morning.
Chance.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have 11 grants for your consideration.
Yes, you do.
This morning. The first grant is the Indian River High School. They are requesting funds to defray the cost of the Indian River Chapter of Business Professionals of America to represent Delaware at the National Leadership Conference in Anaheim, California. They prepare middle school, high school, and college students in developing career skills that are immediately valuable to employers. The estimated cost of the trip was $7,800 to send 10 students. There's no specific amount requested, and there have been no past grants.
Mr. Arlette, placed on the agenda.
I would like to contribute $1,000 towards their endeavor.
Okay.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Arlette, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 to the Indian River High School for Business Professionals of America team to compete for $1,000, Mr. Arlett's council bank account.
And this is money sent out of the county, right?
Well, I guess they're going to California. That's pretty far out of the county.
Going across. Okay.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
No.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
The Georgetown Ellendale VFW Post 2931. They're requesting $40,000 to work with Habitat for Humanity to provide local vets in need of housing. The current family in need is a 100% disabled, combat-wounded Afghanistan veteran with 3 sons. There have been no past grants to this cause.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Wilson.
I would like to, it's just what we just got done talking about, how the veterans, especially this guy, has served on the front line, lost his limbs. So if you guys want to help me, I'll put in $2,000. If any of you say you'd like to give something, I'd be glad to help.
Anyone else from council?
Yes, I'll give $500.
I would do
that,
too.
Out of my account.
Oh, I'm kind of low on my account. Okay. Better hold back on that.
I'm going to add this up now. We've got $2,000 from Mr. Wilson,
yes.
$500 from Mr. Cole.
$500.
$500 from Mr. Arlett, and I'll give $1,000. For a total of $3,000.
$4,000.
You had $4,000.
Do you have my balance there?
That's so next door, Joan. That's
bad.
Right over in your district, by the way, too. Part of it.
I know that.
$1,592.
Excuse me?
$2,515.92.
Yeah, it's a little low. Yeah, yeah.
Any more questions on the motion?
Sure you don't want to give five, Joan?
Well, I think we should.
We'll.
Yes, I will amend the motion.
Okay, we have a motion.
From my account.
And a second. For the Georgetown Dale VFW Post 2931 for Veterans House Build Project. $2,000 from Mr. Wilson's account, $1,000 from my account, and $500 from Mr. Arlett's account, Mr. Cole's account, Mrs. Deaver's account.
You want to give $1,000?
For a total of $4,500? Okay. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
All of yes. Motion carried. Shoo.
The next grant is the auxiliary of the Milford Memorial Hospital. They are requesting $1,000 to help with the construction cost of a new health campus near Milford. There have been no past grants for this construction. The last grant received was $500, $250 from Mr. Wilson, and $250 from Ms. Deaver for hospital fare expenses.
Well, I think I can do that again. Would you go along with me, Sam?
I'd be glad to.
So motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $500 Mrs. Deaver's account and $500 Mr. Wilson's account for a total of $1,000.
No, I said $250.
I'm sorry.
That's what I thought I said.
Would you want to do $250?
I'll give $500.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I know that I'm a little slim here.
That's all right.
$250 is without
motion,
what I
motion, Mrs.
Do.
Deaver, to grant $250 for her Council Mag account and $500 Mr. Wilson's account for a total of $750 to the auxiliary of the Milford Memorial Hospital for proposed new health campus. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Next.
The next grant is the Milford News Century Club. They are requesting $1,000 to help with their operations. The Milford News Century Club is committed to help Milford citizens in the area of education. They do this by providing scholarships and sending out news publications to all Milford third grade classes. There have been no past grants to this organization.
Now, Sam, or
Wilson's, yeah, go ahead.
Sam, this is now called the Milford's Women's Club. Are you a member of this organization by any chance?
They told me that they'd take me as a auxiliary.
Auxiliary. Mr. Wilson, what's your...
They don't discriminate against men, do they?
Absolutely not. I'd like to give them $500.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Wilson, second.
Yeah, I'll second
Mr.
that.
Cole, to grant $500 to the Milford New Century Club for Civic Projects and Mr. Wilson's Council Mag account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I move the motion carried.
The next grant is the Greenwood Volunteer Fire Company. They are requesting support for their truck housing ceremony in June. This event is for the community and open to the public. There's no specific amount requested, and there have been no past grants to this event.
Pleasure, Council.
Nothing is done in the past?
Nothing. No, nothing has been done in the past for this event.
Well, let's give them $500.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second.
Second.
Mr. Cole, to grant $500, Mr. Wilson's Council Mac account.
Greenwood.
To the Greenwood
yes.
Volunteer Fire Company for the
yes.
truck housing ceremony.
Yes.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The next grant is the Delaware Hospice. They are requesting support for the 7th annual 5K run and family fun walk. There's no specific amount requested. The last grant received was $1,000, $200 from each council member.
I make a motion to do the same.
Now, that would leave me $300 total, and it's June 1st or 2nd here. So can I just hold off a while?
I will augment Mrs. Deaver's $200.
Unless some of that
is the thought to get this $1,000? Is that the thought?
Yes,
sir.
Well, why don't we just do the 250? Four of us do 250 each?
Yeah. I'm not sure, but there was money left from last year. I'm not sure if
we're not rolling the
if we're not Deaver. We're not using any of that. Is that right?
No, don't worry about it.
Who made the motion?
You can use that for last year, yes.
Who made the motion?
Till the end of the month.
Somebody. I'll make the motion for $250
from everybody. To grant. $250.
Correct.
I will second it.
From each council bag account, yeah. Except Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Let the record show that Mrs. Deaver does not support the...
Oh, get out of here.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on the motion. We'll take a vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
I will say yes, but I would also like to make a comment because many of you know that my father was a recipient of their services back in January of this year, and I actually sat down and had lunch with the lady who actually runs the organization. I will tell you, this is an organization that we must help promote. I will tell you, it is a phenomenal experience that so very few people actually fully understand in our community. And it is an amazing experience to have them participate in one's final phase of their life. And I'm honored to be a supporter of them.
Mr. Wilson?
Well.
So that is a yes, if I didn't say yes.
I'm sorry. I made that assumption. I'm sorry.
Evidently, yeah. Mr. Arnett is not the only one is aware of what hospice does. I was the president of the Lions Club for several years, and I know firsthand they do a lot of good works, and so I'm glad to vote for their get $250 from me.
I'll vote yes, motion carried. Mrs. Deaver?
I kind of got the impression from when Gina was here about this account, and I got the impression that some of that leftover from last year might be used, and I'm not sure what under what circumstances, but I hope you understand that I do support this effort.
Sorry, I don't have Mr. Cole was just trying to.
But not with your money. Is that what you're saying?
Sure. Next,
I'm
please.
Glad we cleared that up.
That's good for you, George. I hope you don't have to find out about it too soon.
The next grant is the Friends of the Georgetown Public Library. They are requesting support for their annual 5K fundraising event. The money raised will be given to the Georgetown Public Library to provide programs, buy books, and set up an endowment fund. There is no specific amount requested, and there have been no past grants for this event.
Pleasure, Council.
It says Joan or Joan. You're at it. Well, it does. It's got it on that letter.
It says Joan, does it? Thank you.
It comes right up to your
back.
Oh,
my goodness. See?
It does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to...
You want to support the library?
Well, or do you want to... I guess, Mrs. Deaver, you asked for an agenda. Do you want to pull this off and then you can discuss your question with...
Sure. We could
Mrs.
do that. Or,
put it back on next week if necessary.
Or those that represent Georgetown.
Sam, you want to help her out?
I'll help her.
There you go. How much, Sam, did library for the 5K run?
I'll match wherever Joan puts in. Be glad to.
She's not putting in any. I'll make a motion that Sam Wilson gives $500.
I'll
put in $250.
Oh, okay. I amend that to $250.
I got the letter and they said $250.
Okay. So motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $250 to the Friends of the Georgetown Public Library for their annual 5K fundraising event from Mr. Wilson's council bank account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Thank you, Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Although yes, motion carried.
The next grant is the Lewis Historical Society. They are requesting support to continue to engage the community in Lewis history. This past year, they had seen growth in educational programming, improvements to their main campus, and additions to their collections. There's no specific amount requested. The last grant received was $750 from Ms. Deaver for their annual tent show.
Well, it would have to be more like $250 this year. And I'm certainly, or if you, what's your advice,
Mr. President? That's entirely up to you. I would say if you want to check with Mrs. Jennings.
I would rather do that because it's awfully small amount compared to last year.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we, number 8, the Lewis Historical Society, and number 9, the Coastal Concerts?
Oh, yes.
why don't we pull those off this list, and you can talk to Mrs. Jennings and put them on next week.
Thank you very much.
Let's move to number 10.
The Home of the Brave Foundation, they're requesting $1,000 to support their newest program that serves female veterans located in Milford. The funds will assist with the purchase of food items for the women, for women veterans and their children. There have been no past grants to this cause.
That was on by Mr. Wilson.
Well, does anyone else want to help join?
What do you want to do?
If not, I'll put, huh?
Sure,
I'll put $500 in.
Okay. They requested $1,000? Yep. Correct.
And the Home of the Brave is the only facility in the whole county that would provide this service. So I'll be supportive of $500 also.
Okay. Well, they only want $1,000, right? But they only want $1,000.
We've done that.
You two have done that. $500.
I'll make the motions. Mr. Wilson and Cole Counts will contribute $500 each to the Home of the Brave.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
To grant $1,000 to the Home of the Brave Foundation, Homeless Women Veterans Assistance, being $500, Mr. Cole's account, and $500, Mr. Wilson's account.
Anytime we help the veterans is a good deal.
Questions on the motion?
Second.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. And last.
The Milford Museum, they are requesting $1,000 for their 2015 fundraising campaign. The funds raised from this campaign will go towards the salary of their executive director. The last grant received was $1,500 from Mr. Wilson for museum programs and exhibits.
I'll give him the same.
The $1,000 asked for, or $1,500? Motion, Mr. Wilson.
It's a good organization.
Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,500 to the Milford Museum for the fundraising campaign. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. Thank you very much for your indulgence. Opposed, any ordinance, Mr. Moore?
Yes, Mr. President. We have two. The first one is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for certain parts of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 2.53 acres, more or less, filed on behalf of Mike Mikowski. And it's in Ms. Deaver's district.
I'll introduce it.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it.
And the second is an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for mini storage units and boat and RV storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing, it says on the typed, list 8.93 square feet, more or less, and it can't be 8.93. It should be acres, containing 8.93 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Introduce it. That's all, Mr. Moore. Any council member comments?
I got something, Mr.
Cole.
President. Yeah, I just make everybody aware. I'm sure they are, but we're members of NACO. That all three counties are in state, and the Waters of the U.S. was passed, and that gave some authority to the Army Corps of Engineers and EPA to enhance their regulations and new definitions. And the county organization, NACO, has got great concern about that, and we have the organization is supporting a bill that would require the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers to withdraw their proposed Waters of U.S. rule within 30 days and restart the rulemaking process. And part of it is because the cost, when our engineering department now, and we don't do roads but drainage and everything else, the impact it'll have on us with the regulatory requirements are excessive and onerous. And NACO is a bipartisan group, obviously, representing over 3,000 counties. And so they've taken a position, and I think maybe Mr. Lawson, maybe we could find out if there's a way we can send something to support that effort, because as we expand sewer districts and have to run sewer lines, this could be a very costly regulatory effort that we would have to go through to continue this, and it's only for the infrastructure type of improvements that state and local governments would be faced with. So it's going to have a dramatic impact on what we do.
I think we took a stance on this through the Delaware Association of Counties.
Mm-hmm.
But you can make sure you can check, make sure I'm right with that. But I thought we did that, but maybe not.
We could have. I think we did talk about it, but we also maybe want to do it from our Sussex County. But
why don't I provide you an update in the next meeting?
Yeah. That'd be fine. Great.
Yeah.
Anything else? Any more comments from council?
Yes. On Saturday, I spent some time at Slaughter Beach, and the first issue is that thank you, the council, very much for the contribution they received in the program that we did. They have built a kiosk, and they have a lot of displays of their history and all that. And it's really, really very attractive. It's a real good addition. And they seem very, very grateful, and I was really thrilled that they asked me to come. Also, they've just received a designation of National Wildlife Designation, which is actually very rare in this area. There aren't that many towns with that particular designation, and Colin O'Mara was there to present it. And of course, we had Secretary of DENREC there, and it was a very, very good event.
Anything else from council? Any more comments?
Mr. Arlett? Yes, sir, if I may. A few things. I would like to publicly commend and Mrs. Lisa Ashman. She is the mentoring coordinator for the John M. Clayton Elementary School program, and she was recognized as the state winner of all the mentors in the entire state of Delaware. So I want to publicly commend her. I had the opportunity to attend their event last Friday. It was quite an amazing experience. In addition, we also had the opportunity to partake of the Sussex County EMS Phoenix Awards last week, Tuesday, and I want to commend all of those who are committed to public safety in Sussex County. And it was just an amazing experience, also to hear the stories of how people actually literally saved their lives. And there's nothing more important, I think, from a county perspective, that we can do. And then, as well as of course the Memorial Day services that we all participated in. Again, commend and all give gratitude for all those that have given their lives. So I just want to publicly share that.
Thank you, sir. Any more comments from council? I have a motion to go into recess to 1:30 for a public hearing.
I'll do it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now going to stand in recess till 1:30.